I'm not falling for this again. What I mean by this is, it's no coincidence that every man that gets on my phone, every man that I speak to on my phone, who wants to join my program, his wife says the exact same thing. Okay, I'm not falling for this again. I don't believe you. How long will this last? I'm not going to make the same mistakes. It doesn't really matter how we word it or how many different ways. This happens all the time. And I know you must hear the same sort of
thing. I do. Yeah. Not as frequently as you do, but I do.
Well, I think that's because of our audience and probably our story a little bit. Mm-hmm. But in general, I want to apply this to men and women today.
We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're moral marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
Welcome to the Moral Marriage Podcast, where we're disrupting divorce, and we can't do it without you. So if you're getting value from this podcast, this YouTube channel, please share the crap out of it. Actually, a review is solid. One person inspired with faith in themselves can change the trajectory of everything that we're doing here. We want our children, your children, to know divorce isn't the only option.
Our grandchildren, listen to the last
episode. Easy. Okay, we'll slow it down. All right. So today I want to talk about, I'm not falling for this again. What I mean by this is, it's no coincidence that every man that gets on my phone, every man that I speak to on my phone, who wants to join my program, his wife says the exact same thing. Okay, I'm not falling for this again. I don't believe you. How long will this last? I'm not going to make the same mistakes. It doesn't really matter how we word it or how many different ways. This happens all the time. And I know you must hear the same sort of
thing. I do. Yeah. Not as frequently as you do, but I do.
Well, I think that's because of our audience and probably our story a little bit. Mm-hmm. But in general, I want to apply this to men and women today. I want you to understand that.
Can I pause you for a second?
Yeah, please.
I used to hear it all the time when I was coaching women in fitness and nutrition. They wanted to spend big money on a program. They wanted to finally lose the weight. And I had a lot of women whose husbands stopped supporting them because it's the same theory. They tried and tried and tried. They would give up too easily. They went back to old ways, and their husband didn't want to pay for another program for them because they thought it was going to be money flushed down the toilet. Not going to fall for this again. I'm not going to believe you. You're always crying wolf. Same sort of thing. I saw it a lot on that side of the business.
That's actually crazy because on one of the platforms, I did a reel on permission. If you need to ask permission for your wife to join a program for your own personal growth, that's the exact reason why you need to do this program, you know? And so I think that's really phenomenal because it the exact same thing. I did an email on this. I was like, if your wife is saying, why spend the money? It's the same thing as saying, I'm not going to fall for this again, right? They don't trust that you're going to follow through. I want to really hit this home, guys. It doesn't matter how much you do right if you don't hit all the marks, okay? I'm going to give you a super easy example, and hopefully this will really resonate with you. Pretty much everybody listening today has gone to the grocery store, I assume, or used Instacart if you're one of these new trendy kids. All right, so.
Like your wife, new trendy kid.
That's right.
With grandchildren.
That's right. So what is it like when you're getting all the ingredients for the dinner for the party, but you miss the actual meat, or you miss whatever, that perfect seasoning or herb that you need to put on there to make that analogy or to make that analogy, to make your dinner perfect, right? In this analogy, I hope you understand, if you're not showing up with all the pieces, why would your partner believe anything that you're doing?
It's such a good analogy. Especially if anybody out there is a baker. I'm not a baker, but if you don't put, I don't know what it is, baking soda, baking powder, there's something that you put in. And if you don't put it in there, what you cook is, it stays flat. It's like, it's not even a cake.
Pancake. Is that yeast?
No, that's for bread.
Okay.
Yeah. For bread. So like one little ingredient can completely ruin the meal. That's what
I'll give you a better example for growth and for rising. Like the one ingredient for me to grow and rise is my wife.
Good one.
So But we can do this any way you want, guys. You can put a beautiful 69 Mach 1 Mustang together and leave a part of it out, and it won't start. It won't drive. If it doesn't drive and you keep saying, let's go for a ride, is your partner going to believe you? So sometimes, guys, it's not that you're not trying. I really want you to understand this. I know from the amount of men that have been on calls that you've tried. I guarantee you've heard the same thing from that woman on my social media. So you must have heard. She's nodding her head if you're listening on the podcast. Like, it's many, many people try so damn hard. And I'm known. And if you don't know, you're not following me on social media. But I'm known for getting into my comments and saying something like, if you think you've tried everything and you still hate your life, well, then you suck. That's really what I mean. Like, you haven't tried everything, because if you have contempt and you're leaving, you haven't figured it out yet. If you're staying and you're not happy, you're coasting, you haven't figured it out yet. And if you just feel lost all the time, no matter what you try, you haven't tried everything, because you can't even make a decision. It's not about finances, why you can't leave. It's not about the fact that she's the one and I should just stop.
Go back to episode 76, where I talked about striving for perfection. Mm-hmm. If you have one ingredient missing, or you're not trying as hard as you could, then you're not going to get the end result that you want.
That's right. I want to validate you. For those of you who are listening to this podcast, you are the rare out in the world, business coaching, personal trainers, relationship coaches. They're not getting all the people. We're not hitting them all. Like, we actually want you guys, when we bring you into our programs, we want to teach you so well that you will, if not work for us and work with us, we want you to at least be inspiring somebody in your community, a friend of yours, somebody at work, somebody, because we can't, there's 8 billion people on the planet. We cannot do this alone. You guys are the rare, if you're listening to the podcast. You're probably people that would read a book at some point, or have tried a course, watch YouTube, at least scroll through social media with some sort of discernment to go, I'm not listening to that. Because you want more. Podcast listeners typically want more. If that's you, I applaud you. But I want to stop right there, because that's dangerously close to a couple episodes ago, the positive, neutral, negative. Dangerously close to being neutral. Because you start to go negative, because neutral is negative. You're trying really hard. You start to pat yourself on the back, and your partner says, I'm not going to believe you. And you said, I'm trying so hard. I have so many reels that go viral. It is frustrating when your wife doesn't believe you. That hook gets people, but not men. Some men will call and join the program after that, but women go, yeah, because they hear the rest of the message, which is, you're not fucking finishing it. You're not following through. You might be trying as hard as you can, but you're not actually following through if you're not doing everything that you can. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean.
Give us something. Give us your thoughts right now.
Whew. Well, I don't really have any thoughts. You explained it perfectly. Wow. I think that what stands out to me, though, is when your partner says, I'm not falling for this again, what do? You get defensive. You defend everything that you're doing, and you just basically prove to your partner that you don't have the capability to move forward, because you're not reflecting. You're not willing to look within. You're not willing to take accountability. You're not willing to take responsibility. You're acting in the exact way that your partner expects you to when they say, I'm not falling for this again. Now, if they say those words, I'm not falling for this again, they should also be reflecting, because that's a little bit contemptuous. The I'm not falling for this insinuates that you're lying.
That's right.
And so there's a little bit of contempt there, especially looking at body language, facial expressions, tone, all those sorts of things. So it's minor contempt unless you add in the body language, the tone, the facial expressions, those sort of things. But so when you're faced with contempt, one of the things that you'll need to show your partner is that you can respond without defensiveness. When you're faced with contempt, criticism, judgment, anything, any sort of attack or any perceived attack, you need to respond with responsibility and accountability. Is there a shred of truth in what your partner is saying? Find that shred and acknowledge it. That will be a game changer. Even that one piece of advice can help your partner to see that there's nothing to fall for. It's true. You are going to move forward. You have the tools. You're willing to use them. You have the skills. And if you don't, you'll learn them. And then there's nothing to fall for, because you're actually going to implement what it is that you're saying it, you're going to implement.
That's beautiful. And see, do you guys notice that? What she did was she tied it into what you usually get sucked into, right? Which is follow through. And I don't mean sucked in a bad way. That's, you should be following through. Of course, your partner's not going to trust you and believe you. If I say I'm not going to yell anymore, and then I called her a fucking bitch screaming, well, obviously I didn't follow through. It doesn't matter if it was one day, 5 days, 5 weeks, it literally just happened again. So you remind your partner of all those terrible things. You didn't follow through. Okay. But tie it to the rest of this episode. Okay. So I need to make sure that I'm not yelling. I need to be consistent. That's what she talked about. But then what else am I missing? Oh shit. Baseline normal is not yelling. Girls just want to have fun. I need to be making sure she's having fun. You know, oh, guys get all upset. Well, I have to keep the morale up at work. Yeah.
It's two separate things, guys.
I look at it like 100% separate thing. Yeah, you have to keep the morale at work. That's great. Good. Do you enjoy making money? Great. That's all separate. Go home. Are you sleeping next to the people at work? You shouldn't be. Because if you are, you're a fucking idiot. So you're not going to live in retirement with these people from work. You're going to do that with your partner. You want a long-standing Christmas after Christmas with your kids and the grandchildren that she keeps bringing up here. It's like, if you want all that, the morale at home is more important. But all of that is way higher than not yelling. You might be following through on the things that you're learning. And if you are, I'm going to go back to being damn proud of you. I didn't say it earlier. I'm damn proud of you. You're on here. You're listening and you're trying to do more. Now, what else are you missing? It doesn't have to be us. Find somebody that you resonate with, somebody that you can afford, somebody that you can trust when you are feeling shit and in the low. And you just latch on to them or the skills that you're learning from them and you move it forward. That's it. And the consistency of all of that is when they start to trust you again. Fair?
Fair.
All right. Go get your life.
Don't forget the baking powder.